Apart from being asked to contribute in a small way towards the book, my involvement as a director of Rapid, the board put up a considerable amount of funding to make the book come to reality, and all these wonderful stories and photographs and scientific works and pictures, artist impressions to be published in a hardback form. It's wonderful to see it actually on the table now, and people looking at it and enjoying its colourful pages and interpretive stories.
Why is it important for this type of book to come together that kind of brings all of the aspects of the Channel Country together into one place?
I guess from a local government point of view, and being custodians of a part of the Channel Country, I think there is a real need for us to understand the importance of the ecology of this land, to understand how in some ways fragile it is, but also in some ways how resilient it is to the boom and bust seasons that are part and parcel of the Channel Country and the Central West, and to make sure that for future generations that they understand the importance of the people that have gone before them, the tragedies, the triumphs, the successes, the effect that we've had on this country, on the Aboriginal people, the Indigenous people that were part of this land. And I think there's a real renaissance in bringing of cultures together, and Davy Thompson in his Welcome to Country really shows how much more advanced we are as a society, accepting that our cultures are different, but we must live together and we must protect what's important, and the landscape's what's important. It's the landscape that provides the towns, the water supplies, the places to live, the pastoral enterprises, the oil and gas industries, and we must be careful that it is still here tomorrow, and that we don't keep taking and we in some way give a little back.